I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Oh, my God. Somebody finally answered. Oh, my God. Please don't hang up. Please don't hang up.
Okay, calm down. I'm not hanging up. Can you tell me who you are?
Yes, yes. My name is Stuart Till, and I've been stuck in an elevator for 10 hours.
For 10 hours?
Yes.
Are you okay, sir?
No, I'm not okay. My cell phone is dead, and I've been trying to use this emergency phone to call 911, but the buttons aren't working, so I don't know. It's been ringing to different numbers, and everybody's hanging up, and you picked up, so please don't hang up.
Okay, sir, calm down. I can call the police for you, but you just have to tell me where you are.
That's the problem. I don't know where I am, and I don't like small spaces.
Okay, I understand.
I don't know if you can tell, but I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out, man.
Okay,
I understand.
Sir, just take a deep breath and calm down. You're not helping yourself right now. Take a deep breath. What building are you in? You must know what building you entered and got into the elevator.
Okay, so I was at my buddy's bachelor party last night. And it got pretty wasted, and I don't remember a lot. And then I woke up here. I'm in an elevator that doesn't work. That's all I know.
Listen, sir, this does not sound good. I need to call the police and tell them about this, but I need some information.
No, don't hang up, because if you have to call the police, that means you have to hang up, and you're the only person that answered. So please stay on the line with me, because I'm kind of freaking out.
Okay, sir, but I don't know what to do for you.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What do you think about if I try to climb out the ceiling like they do in the movies and then crawl up the cable? I mean, it seems dangerous, but they do it in the movies.
No, sir, do not do that. That is way too dangerous.
I didn't know what to do.
What else have you tried?
I haven't tried anything yet. Maybe I can rip off a piece of metal or something and I cut my way out. I don't know.
Maybe. I honestly don't know what you should do.
I am not a handyman, so I don't know if I can open this or what to pry open or what to press.
Right.
I don't know anything about hydraulic systems either.
You don't need to understand about hydraulic systems. You're trapped in an elevator.
Are you a handyman?
You need to calm down here. Just look around and tell me, what do you see?
Okay. There's the doors.
Good.
And then there's all the buttons for the floors, and then that emergency button.
But you've pressed the emergency button, correct?
No.
Sir, you've not pressed the emergency button, and you have been trapped for 10 hours?
Yeah.
Why have you not pressed that button?
Because I'm not a handyman.
You don't have to be handy to press a button, sir. Press the button now.
You think I should press the emergency button?
I know you should press that button. You should have pressed it 10 hours ago.
What about the other buttons?
What do you mean the other buttons? You didn't press the regular button. Press the floor.
I've been too scared.
Press any other button.
Okay, I'm gonna try it.
Do it.
I'm gonna press this one that says lobby on it. I'm gonna try it.
Yes.
Okay, here I go.
What happened?
Well, it worked. It's moving down. Woo! I never even thought to press one of the buttons.
Are you kidding?
Whoa, do I feel like a dummy.
You've been trapped in the elevator for 10 hours and you didn't press the lobby button?
No. Boy, am I a horse's A, huh?
What's wrong with you, man? Like, you're sitting there in the elevator for 10 hours and you don't think to press the button?
That's a good question. I'll tell you what I feel like, a nincompoop. Well, hey, thanks for the help.
So I don't know what you were thinking, but you call me up freaking out. Uh-huh. I'm sitting here about to call the cops.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You haven't pressed the button?
No, it was all part of the prank phone call. Because this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your roommate Doug set you up.
What?
Yeah. He told me that you've been bored lately because you got laid off and wanted to brighten your day a little bit. So hopefully that helped.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't know if that brightened your day or not, but at least it killed some time.
I was freaking out.
Pressing that lobby button was clutch, though. You are a problem solver. That's
that
for sure.
That was not cool, man.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.